All right, good evening. This is Anthony Michels calling from the Netherlands again. And tonight I would like to talk to you about what I feel is a very important subject, very important distinction, being the problem is not debt, it's interest. And of course, everybody will assume, well, if there is debt, there is interest. This is not the case. We can have interest-free credit. So it really is important to establish what the heart of the matter really is, and it is not debt. So just consider a mortgage. If you if we have a mortgage, we have a $200,000 home, and over the next 30 years, when we take out this mortgage, we will be paying back $500,000, $200,000 for the principal, and no less than $300,000 interest. And this is with an average of 5% interest, which is absolutely a conservative estimate. Now, if we would not be paying this interest, we would have at least $10,000 per year extra purchasing power. So we would have a lot more, our credit would maybe improve because, you know, we would have far less liabilities. Another very important issue is that interest is a wealth transfer from poor to rich. It's clear. I mean, the rich have money, they put it into a bank or they buy a bank, they open up a bank, and the poor need to go into the bank and ask for the loan. So interest, if you think about this, if you realize that you will be paying $300,000 interest over a 200K loan, that is for the average American, that is just at least 10 years' work. We will be working 10 years to pay off just the interest. We're not even talking the principal. So interest is a gigantic wealth transfer from rich to poor, from poor to rich. And it has been quantitatively analyzed by Margaret Kennedy, which is a very important German economist. And she has established that the poorest 80% pay more interest than they receive to the richest 10%. So it is a statistical fact that interest is a wealth transfer from poor to rich. It's not just logic. It has been quantified. What is even worse is that within the richest 10% bracket, so the richest 10% of the people, the 8% poorest of the richest 10%, they pay more interest than they receive to the richest 1%. So we can see that that interest is being is redistributing wealth ever higher up in the food chain, and eventually it all ends up with the ultra rich, the plutocracy, the money power, the Rothschilds, the Warburgs, and, well, you know, the usual suspects. Margaret Kennedy is a German, so she has quantified this wealth transfer for Germany, and she has established that the poorest 80% in Germany pay about $365 billion, no, euros per year, €1 billion per day, to the richest 10%. So it's really a massive, massive wealth transfer that's taking place through interest, and this is the key driver that is centralizing wealth to the plutocracy, to the money power. To interest really is the main issue. It's not debt, it's interest. It's not just the mortgage when we it's not just the debts that we pay interest over. One of the key issues is that even if you have no debts, you still lose 45% of your disposable income to interest. How come? Producers incur capital costs, cost for capital in during their production process, and they will pass this on to you and me. So a very simple example is that if you, instead of buy a house, you go rent a house, 70% of rent, of 75% of rent on average, is going to the debt service, to the mortgage service for your landlord. So obviously, he's just passing on these costs to you, and industrialists, shopkeepers, everybody, every producer, every businessman that, you know, uses bank capital to finance his production, to finance his operation, is passing on these costs as he must to you. On average, 45% of prices has been established can be related to capital costs. Now, we see that interest is a really very major problem, and we can see that it is redistributing wealth from rich to poor, from poor to rich, I mean. And now look at the debt. Is there a problem with debt? If I take out a mortgage for $200,000 for buying a house, is this really enslaving me, the debt itself? No, because the truth is, were I not able to borrow this money, I would never be able to buy my house. And for the $200,000 that I'm borrowing, even if the bank just conjures it up out of nothing, as it does, because every dollar the bank loans out is being created the minute it is lent out. This in itself is not the problem, because I get back a $200,000 home for this debt. So it is actually fair that I have to repay that, because otherwise I would get a house for free, and that would simply be not fair. And because the truth is that I'm not really borrowing this money from the bank, I'm basically borrowing it from my neighbors. And the bank is just being the intermediary to organize this credit creation. So it's not the debt. The problem is not the debt. The bank is doing basically a good job giving me the ability to go into debt. The problem is that it is creating this money out of nothing and then raping me with 300K interest over 30 years. The credit is not the banks. This is very important to understand. The credit is a product of future income and collateral. That is what creates credit or creditability. And the money, the bank basically just capitalizes this credit. Okay, it's maybe not the most pretty of words, but that is what is actually that's going on. And the banks have usurped this credit creation possibility, because people simply didn't realize this could be done. The banks did, and they historically have usurped this possibility, and they have been raping us through interest ever since, making us believe that it's actually them that is creating the credit, whereas it is simply ourselves, and it is our neighbors, it is our cooperation that is allowing us to create this credit. So, why is this important? It is important because we have established how expensive interest really is, at a 45% passed on through prices, the redistribution from poor to rich, the poorest 80% in Germany alone paying 1 billion euros per day to the richest 10%, meaning that in the United States probably about 1500 billion, so $1.5 trillion per year is being paid by the poorest 80% to the richest 10%, which clearly just explains fully satisfactorily why the poor get poorer and the rich get richer. It is because interest. And it is important to understand that the problem is not that, but interest, because otherwise we can be fooled by the simple idea that Austrian economics, for instance, is suggesting that the problem is in the money creation, and that should end, and we should replace our banking system from fractional reserve lending to a full reserve lending, obviously gold-based for as far as the Austrians are concerned. But even if you would have, for instance, if we discuss HR 2990, which is Denis Kucinich's and basically the American Monetary Institute proposal for a greenback currency, debt-free government currency, we would still be facing a full reserve banking system where the government would be creating the money debt-free, but once it circulates, the banking system would be lending it out at interest in a full reserve banking environment. Because we are being led to believe that the problem is debt, the problem is credit, the problem is credit creation, money creation, and it is not. It is absolutely fine. It is basically very comforting that such a crucial commodity like money is so easy to create. Nowadays we're saying we lack the money, the money is, we don't have enough money, it's all nonsense, we can create all the money we will ever need. And now we're saying, oh, this is a problem. No, it is not. Raping people with interest over just freshly printed money, that is the problem. Okay. I would like to further this point a little bit, just a little bit. I think the basic issue is clear, but consider this: what would happen if we nationalize all the banks? This is not an unfair proposal. They've been doled out to this, a massive fortune to the tune of no less than $16 trillion by the Federal Reserve. They're all still underwater. I mean, commercial real estate is still on the books for 2006 values, etc. We take out all the nonsense, the derivatives, the financial products, all the fancy bullshit that has been created by all these Wall Street spin doctors, these financial wizards, con artists, formerly known as con artists. But we would only maintain the real debts, business debts, mortgages, the national debt. I mean, that was actually money that was used to buy something useful to invest. But we would cancel all interest payments. So what would happen then? All the banks would be forced to stop asking interest. They would only be allowed to pass on real costs that they made to maintain to operate their operations. Savers would also no longer receive any interest, of course, but keep in mind that most people pay far more interest on their mortgage and on the capital costs included in prices, so that's a small loss for many people. For most people, only the rich lose, and with the richest 10% lose in this equation. So most Americans, Main Street, would immediately experience a massive windfall. They would no longer have to pay interest on their mortgage. Prices would plummet because the cost for capital would be gone, or at any rate decimated. And this purchasing power would immediately lead to a massive boom in the economy. It would immediately end the depression overnight because everybody would basically be twice as rich. The government would be out of trouble immediately because obviously the government also loses half of its income to interest, including capital costs, and of course the $450 billion that it's currently paying on debt service. So that the deficit would be over in no time, especially with a booming economy and massively rising tax income through that, while facing far lesser costs. So basically, we would end the depression overnight. Everybody would have far better credit, would have because their liabilities would be far lower. Banks would be reorganized, all the investment bankers, the traders, all this nonsense would be gone, all these silly Wall Street millionaires raping us all, all that would be gone. So I think if you consider this example, if you consider what would happen if we no longer would have to pay interest, considering what I was have been saying in the last few minutes, you will easily see that a lot of economic problems would be over overnight. So maybe you don't even believe that it is possible. It is. We have mutual credit. We can easily create all the money that we will ever need. Even in fractional reserve lending, all the money is created, even though in a very inefficient way. But it is possible. But just think about this, and you will see that that it is indeed interest that is the problem, and not the debt. So. That's it for now. Thank you for